This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of massive food deliveries taking place in Central Asia and the Middle East. He's going to be with us for the rest of the hour. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. But, Jones, you got a lot to cover over there about what's really happening in the world and how crazy it is. And people think of America as not having freedom and having problems. And I agree, we need to keep our freedoms. We need to defend our freedoms. But notice, we're the place the lockdown's in at first. We're the place where all the BS is being shut down except blue cities. So we're the best house in the bad neighborhood. We should thank our lucky stars and thank God we're here.
Yeah, and not because of our elite, but because of our tradition.
Our people.
Deep, deep, deep roots.
It's our people. The elite is trying to get rid of that.
That's right. And you said something, you always say it. 1776 is the answer to 1984. What is 1776? It's not a political break from another country. That happens all of the time. It was... They gave a declaration of why they were breaking, and it was the most thought-out, beautiful declaration, political document of all time. It's because they said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed with inalienable rights. When we say we want to make America great again...
It was a constitution recognizing God.
Yes. And because we're the only country founded on a vision of the human person. There's no other country in the history of the world that is founded on a vision of the human person as having inviolable dignity. And that's why slavery, segregation, abortion, those were brutal denials of our founding principle. They undermined it.
But we worked it out.
But we worked it out. We had heroes like John Adams and John Quincy Adams and George Mason from the very beginning that were horrified by slavery, and they recognized it undermined that declaration principle. When we say we want to make America great again, we want every country to be great. Montesquieu said that in times of peace, we want what is best for other countries. And in times of war, we want to do what is least harm to our enemy. The least harm, not the most harm, not to smash them.
The minimum to beat them.
The minimum. We don't want to smash and crush and destroy, let alone in Afghanistan. They were our allies and friends, and we danced away. And I want to go to your point about Biden. On July 7th, President Biden said that the Taliban will never succeed. Afghanistan will never fall. Well, what Biden knew, what I knew because of the work we do, but what most Americans don't know is that by July 7th, 85% of the districts in Afghanistan had already fallen. It was like when you see the Twin Towers halfway collapsed, saying there those buildings.
Well, why would they lie like that? When it would discredit them? They just don't care? They're idiots?
You know, you have to wonder. We left $85 billion of the most sophisticated weapons in the world to the Islamists. We turned Afghanistan into the world's biggest weapons market.
So when are they going to start using those anti-aircraft missiles?
Yes. And when will those weapons find their way to China? And when will those weapons... Well, China paid the Taliban in 1998 when a Tomahawk missile fell unexploded. They sold it to $10 million to the CCP. We left sophisticated communication equipment, intelligence equipment. It was all left behind. And the media doesn't talk about it. They just move... Imagine if...
So was that like a technology transfer to China, you think?
You know, you have to ask yourself, are they that stupid? Are they that thoughtless? Are they that... clever. And, you know, I don't know. Imagine if we spent as much time in this country talking about the hunger in Afghanistan, if we spent as much time talking about $85 billion in weapons being left to Afghanistan, to the Taliban, as we talked about Joe Rogan. Imagine if the media did that. Imagine if the media spent as much time focused on the CCP's crimes in the world. Not to mention how many. I got the CCP virus twice. I don't know if you got it.
I did twice. Stay there. Jason Jones is our guest. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Jason Jones, a great filmmaker and humanitarian activist, is with us. He's been all over Iraq, Afghanistan, you name it, to witness the globalist devastation that's taking place. But at the bottom of the hour, as we host this fourth hour, we're going to get into the latest COVID news, and it is over the top, ladies and gentlemen. We have just incredible information here. This is just devastation. Funeral industry insider, and there's thousands of them going public, says she is inundated with heart attack, stroke, and blood clot victims. The news is reporting over a million extra heart attacks and myocarditis in the U.S., 300,000 in the U.K., but they're saying, oh, it's stress from the lockdown that's doing it. We have a popular doctor comes clean about witnessing COVID vax adverse reactions. I mean, the globalists made their move, but humanity's waking up, and they are completely panicked. You look at Fauci or Bill Gates, they look like a deer in the headlights, a weasel in the headlights right now. So we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get back right now, Jason. You've got a lot to say about that, I know, into your outreach and what's happening and just the targeting of Christians worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide in Nigeria, and one of the problems about pulling out of Afghanistan is we work a lot with Christians in Nigeria and Sudan and other places, Iraq and Syria, Yemen. But we've been just so Afghanistan right now is the most dangerous place in the world to be a Christian. It's also the most dangerous place in the world to be. We rescued the last Jew in Kabul.
Because you're not bragging. I already knew this, but you're like probably the most successful aid group that isn't full of BS, isn't full of hype. You're actually doing it.
Yeah, and it's because of our Afghan friends and partners and sort of the networks we've built over the years that we have people that I really trust, that are hardworking, that they're unbelievable. We recently had a very prominent nun, and she said this community of 13 people, we've been trying to get them out for months. They're in hiding. The Taliban found out where they are. We're scared. We were able to move them in less than 24 hours, get them to a home filled with food, with coal, with heat. And this is because of our friends and partners, the guys that work for me, that are Afghan in Afghanistan. And, it can be a very lonely battle in a lonely place.
What's crazy is this isn't a video game, like where if you lose, the game's over. I hear what you're saying. You are working around the clock. I know you haven't been able to come on for 9 months. And then you were saying earlier, you get guilty then when you go to the house and they've starved to death. Even though you're trying as hard as you can, you get there, they're dead. I mean, that is so painful. Meanwhile, yeah. Globalists don't even care. They think that's funny.
No, I don't understand. I have to tell you, it was not for indica gummies. My fingers didn't stop shaking until October because we were working 20-hour days. I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep the first. I was on prednisone for the COVID pneumonia in August. And so I didn't sleep for two weeks. And if we would have slept, we couldn't sleep. You know, we had families at the Abbey Gate, and we got the notice within hours to move everyone from Abbey Gate, and then the bomb went off. If I would have slept that night, we had a pregnant woman, her husband, her children, they would have died. And I wonder how I look at these State Department officials. And that now at the State Department, because their image has been scuffed up in the public, they're allowed to bring stress dogs to work. They're stressed out because of how, you can Google this, and they're stressed out because of how people perceive them. They're not stressed out because they're...
I saw that. State Department has stress dogs. Meanwhile, they're trying to start a war with Russia.
Right.
Instead of, if they really wanted America to lead, they'd be saving people like we used to do.
Yeah, it's sometimes you have to wonder, like, you know, who's the evil empire these days? And but we are radically committed to standing with those who we've abandoned. And by God's grace, we've moved many, many, many to other countries. And the United States is not letting us bring Christians in right now. So we're working with other countries to move in Christians.
Oh, that's key. Anybody can flood across the southern border. Any Islamic, literally with rape charges, murder, they're brought in. But Christians specifically can't get in.
When ISIS was raping its way through the first century Christian homelands of Iraq, where the Christians speak Aramaic... well, ISIS was raping their way past there. The Obama administration...
Oh, don't lose that for people who don't know. That's Jesus' speech.
That's Jesus' language. These were the Christians that were made. They were the Jews and others who became Christian in Iraq in the first century when St. Thomas went there, the Apostle Thomas went there. Those ancient communities where some of those churches go back to the first, second, third century. Some Chaldean Christians in San Diego were arrested and sent back by the Obama administration.
I remember it was confirmed they wouldn't let Christians in. Why is that? Because Christians, they know in the battle between Satan and God at the end, Christians are going to be a key part of that. And we now see the Bible being fulfilled as it all becomes to come true.
Yeah, and you can't virtue signal with Christians, right? So if you're trying to, you know, try to... But I wish they would virtue signal again. I wish they would virtue signal for the Uyghur, virtue signal for the Tibetans. I wish the Me Too movement would discover Peng Shuai, the tennis player who was raped and is now being basically kept under house arrest.
Persecuted
under house arrest and made to say things like John McCain by the NBA to the world press. And the media is not calling BS on this. So it's come to us. Right. It's come to us. A friend of mine, when I was driving over here, I said, hey, I'm going to go on. Sorry, I didn't answer your call. I'm going on the Alex Jones show. And he goes, what are you going to talk about? I said, well, the theme is that we defeat the New World Order by standing with those who are vulnerable. If we always stand with those they seek to destroy, they'll never destroy anyone. And we defeat
them. There's the weakest of the first domino.
They go for the weak. And then my friend said, man, I wish I was doing something grand like that. All I'm doing is fighting the vax mandates in my county. I said, that's the battle.
That is the front line.
That's the battle. That is the front line.
And I love how these great people think they're not important.
No,
you are incredibly important.
I feel what I'm doing is thin, thin soup. It's thin soup. When you are fighting in your county, when you are fighting in your town, when you are fighting for your children, when those truckers, did those truckers that started this convoy in Canada think they were about to free the world? No.
No, and they got wives and children at home and the bills are running out.
That's right.
And they ain't got the money, but they're just sick of it.
Sick of it. And we need to stand with them. Stand with the truckers. Stand with the Hong Kongers. You know, and those who stand with us. When they turn on them, we need to stand.
And notice that's what triggered this. Rebellions at home, rebellions in Hong Kong. Then China, with the Bill Gates deep state, releases the virus. It's all about the statist against the people.
Yeah, can you imagine what's going to happen when we win? The energy, the beauty, the life. One of my favorite movies.
The love.
The love.
The power.
One of my favorite movies is Jojo Rabbit by Taika Waititi. He's this Maori. And coming from Hawaii, it's this very Polynesian, in a way, sense of humor. Everyone should watch Jojo Rabbit. The last scene is this little girl, this little boy who's in the Hitler Youth. His imaginary best friend is Hitler. And he discovers a Jewish girl living in his house that his mother's protecting. And Eros awakens in this boy in love. The very last scene, when the little boy and the little girl step out of the house and they start to dance. And they do this sort of montage of all of the dances in post-World War II West. That capturing of the eruption of liberty. This is what we want. We want a free China. We want to defeat the CCP. The first victims of the CCP were the Chinese, the Han Chinese.
That's right. We're the people, and we are the resistance, and we should celebrate the fact we're being persecuted because it means we're on the right side. If you're not being persecuted, as Christ said, you're not with me.
Yeah, most of us can hide out for most of the time and avoid persecution. Most of us can do that. We're privileged being Americans.
Well, you said our ancestors put money in the bank.
Yeah.
So because of them, we're like, as the water rises, we're the tallest part of the mountain. Everybody else is being flooded.
And so we don't have to go down there and fill sandbags and load boats up, but we must. And by the way, there's no, you know what I tell people? When you go to the foot of the cross, you meet the most beautiful people. You meet Mary. I get to know Alex Jones. Why? I got to meet you simply because I was worried my neighbors were going to
come. I get to meet you. You're a beautiful person, too, John.
I got to meet you because I was worried my neighbors were going to go hungry. And so when you stand with the vulnerable, the next thing you do is you look to your left and your right, and you go, how am I meeting the most beautiful people in the world?
Well, that's the best part about my job is that I get to meet all the real people. I mean, that is so great. Like, I get to find out who people really are. I get to meet the good people. And then I look at the people that serve evil, and they're so alone. They're so fake. They pose. They're not real. You feel sorry for them.
You meet them. I meet them in my work in film and as a political consultant. I've been nose to nose with these people. And I honestly pity them. You can't even hate them. You really, really just pity them. And I look at them and go, what are you after? What are you looking for? You have nothing I want. What did you get in the trade?
Well, that's why they want to make us poor and control us with the lockdowns, is so that we're so starving. Finally, they've got what we need, food. As you said in Hawaii when I first got you on a couple of years ago when it started, they want to cut the food off. This is the basis level. They want to train us like SEALs for that food.
That's right.
Everything's about cutting the food off, folks. Getting rid of the farmers, getting rid of the families. We'll be right back with Jason Jones. We're going to finish up with the world of you, and then we're going to move into the deadly vaccines.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
All right, folks, we're leading a frontal assault on the New World Order. I want to be clear with everybody. This is not a Netflix fiction show. This is not a comic book. This is not the funny papers. This is the real world. Jason Jones is a major filmmaker, a bunch of huge films, big actors, you name it. He also runs a bunch of major charities all over the world in harm's way. This is not a simulation. This is real. What we do here at InfoWars is real. What Jason Jones does is real. Next time we'll hit the latest COVID news and that tyranny and the rest of it, but Jason, finishing up, you can't even mention the countries, things you're involved in. You're literally saving thousands of Christians on a routine basis that would be exterminated. Even the UN admits there is a worldwide extermination campaign against hardworking, good Christians by these satanic governments. And the UN and others absolutely, like in the case of Rwanda, side on the side of the anti-Christians.
Yeah, it's strange. And you know, we've abandoned, and I'll even hear Christians say to me, they'll write me, well, the blood of the Christian is the seed of the church, or the blood of the martyr is the seed of the church. That's something you can say when you're being martyred.
But when you're an adult and decide to not, like the in the Roman Coliseum, say, no, I don't reject Christ, or Paul, not reject. Yeah, exactly. That's an adult thing, not starving kids. Yeah.
You know, but that's not what I say when I see you suffer. You know, Mel Brooks said, what's the difference between a tragedy and a comedy? A comedy is when I see you walking down the street, fall through an empty manhole sewer, break your neck and die. That's comedy. Tragedy is when I stub my toe.
Exactly, but that's so sick to say, hallelujah, it's the end of the world. We're glad the Antichrist is rising. God's not going to recognize those people.
No. You know, 75%.
But go back to that. That's so big what you just said.
Yeah.
Repeat that. That's a big deal.
The Mel Brooks line?
The thing about how
Christians will write me and say,
well, like, Christians being persecuted is like a good thing. No, you're supposed to stand up and fight and then get persecuted because you're fighting the devil. Not, oh, look, they're being killed by the devil. That's supposed to happen.
No, I get those emails every day, and I don't know how to respond. I usually just forward them to my assistant and say remove from our list. But, you know, 75% of the time in the New Testament, when Paul talks about tithing, he says you should serve the persecuted church. And it's not just the persecuted church. We always say that these people we deal with, when they request help from us, we vet them. We have a very sophisticated system of making sure they're good people. We vet them. And then we want to treat them with the highest amount of hospitality. We want to treat them like we would treat Christ himself, because these people are in an unimaginable situation that I myself could never begin to empathize. I don't know what it's like to know that if the Taliban kicks down my door and finds out where I'm hiding, they're going to rape my wife and kill her and take my daughters. In fact, we saved these Christian girls, and they sent me a letter, and they said, Mr. Jason, we had given up praying for God to save our life. We just asked that he would preserve our chastity before the Taliban killed us. We just wanted our chastity preserved before they would kill us. This is our responsibility. By the way, and it shows the gospel of Jesus Christ.
By the way, these are the oldest Christians in the Middle East, Afghanistan, where, because Islam didn't come around for 400, 500 years, 600 years. These are the oldest Christians.
Yeah, my Iraqi friends would say that the Christians in Iraq are their older brothers, and the Jews are their oldest brothers. And the Yazidi are the oldest brothers, because they're who they all descend from. They're the proto-Semitic people. They're who all Semites come from. And what an honor it is to actually stand with them. And for me to be in Iraq and to travel and walk with the Kurds, the Christians.
And it's truly anti-Semitic to not stand up for the Yazidis and the Christians.
Those are Semitic people. You know, and these are beautiful people. I had a Muslim gentleman we rescued emailed me today and said, thank you for showing me the face of Jesus Christ when you rescued me. Without you, I would have been with no hope. None of us can really empathize, and I pray that we can never begin to empathize and understand what they're going through.
Well, that's a great point. How many Muslims that you've saved have you converted? A lot?
Yeah, I mean, I can say that I know a lot of Muslims that we've worked with have become Christians. And, you know, even when we're in Iraq or other places, we don't share the gospel because ISIS, for example, the Yazidis, they're not Muslims. ISIS, which they're not Muslims either. They're a sick
devil cult.
They're a devil cult. You know, they used violence to, quote unquote, convert them to Islam. I'm not going to use love to convert them to Christianity. I say that's sort of like being that slimy coworker that has a girl he works with, a woman who's being abused by her husband. He tries to feign concern for her to take advantage of her. We just want to go there and love them. And
that's their decision to do.
Yeah, and they know. And then they research why we do it, and I'll tell them why. You know, I met with Al-Qaeda in Iraq and when I was in Sudan. We met with the Janjaweed. And a member of the Janjaweed asked me why we were doing what we were doing. And I said, well, you asked me, so I'm going to tell you. I said, my religion teaches me that you are made in the image of God and that you and I are all brothers. And I'm here because your children are my nieces and my nephews. And a member of the Janjaweed guy hugged me. And so, you know, St. Francis of Assisi said that, you know, preach the gospel all the time. Use words only when necessary. I use words a lot, like you. I have a podcast. I write. But when I'm rescuing somebody that has a sucking chest wound and his wife was just killed,
yeah,
I'm not going to hand them a religious tract.
I'm going to preach at them.
Yeah.
Well, actions are louder than words.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, we want the one of the things we do, you know, when you're in Iraq, the Yazidis, Christians, even Christians, Alex, and Jews and Muslims will not eat something a Yazidi touches. So when I was with the Yazidi, I would eat off their plate all the time, or I would offer them food from my plate. And
I've read some about it. Explain who the Yazidi are. This is like a this is a very ancient group.
Yeah, they're an ancient people. They've lived there forever. Look, we're English. Like, my ancestors hadn't even landed in England from Normandy yet. They may have still been stomping around Norway. So they've been there forever. But their religion, the Quran, offers them sort of no protection, because they have multiple emanations of a gods from there's this transcendent reality that has multiple emanations of gods that they give prayers to.
Gnostic kind.
Yeah, it's a different religion, and so they have no protections. So when you saw, even Christians will have protections. When you saw these girls covered from head to toe, shackled, being dragged to markets to be sold, those were Yazidi girls. And that's who I want to stand with. That's who I want to be with. I always pray, I was an atheist till I was 30. I think my first prayer was, God, if you exist, always push me between the vulnerable and the violent. And I think that's the impulse of everyone that watches InfoWars, that you recognize there are very powerful people that are like raging lions seeking to destroy those who are vulnerable.
The Bible describes it perfectly. Kill, steal, and destroy. Literally a lion. They just want to hurt people. People go, why are you doing this? That's their nature. They just want to hurt people.
And we know it now. The Olympics prove it. The Beijing Olympics are as destructive to the deep state as they are to the CCP, because it demonstrates once and for all an absolute thoughtfulness. Nothing they say they believe. Peng Shuai, an international celebrity tennis star, is raped, says she's raped, then she disappears, then she shows up with handlers saying what she's told to say. Where is the Me Too movement? Where is NBC? Where is Savannah Guthrie?
Nancy Pelosi saying don't criticize it.
Nancy Pelosi said if you speak on human rights, you'll be arrested. Don't do it. This is they're proven frauds. It is us. There is no Calvary. We're the Calvary.
You're right. And it's all coming out in the open. We're going to shift gears and get into the worldwide Great Reset, New World Order, COVID takeover with Jason Jones. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Don't forget, Owen Schroyer goes live in 32 minutes from now with the War Room. Stay with us.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore.
Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Jason Jones is here on the Alex Jones Show. We really appreciate him joining us here at Shotgun with us. Anything else you'd like to add about the international refugee crisis and Christians being persecuted before we get into the globalist big power grab that, thank God, a lot of big organizations now understand is the Great Reset, is the Davos Group, so that that learning curve has actually happened where folks get who the real enemy is. They even did polls in Canada, the majority say, we know Trudeau works for Klaus Schwab, we know about the New World Order, and the articles go, oh, that doesn't exist, they're insane. While Trudeau says, I want to be a dictator, I follow the orders of Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab brags at the Kennedy Center on C-SPAN, I control the Canadian Parliament. I mean, it's just crazy that we're being attacked by a corporate world government that used a virus they created as the fear mechanism, and we stand up and say, hey, we're against you. They say we don't exist. That game's not working anymore, is it?
No one buys it. I mean, I just saw Klaus Schwab say, we've changed your genetics already. The fourth revolution is on.
And he brags, he goes, we have already done it. It's normal. He said, we've marked you.
Yeah.
Well, just because you rape somebody don't mean you're married to them.
That's right. Well, yeah, I would like to ask, Alex, if I could ask your audience, because we are, it is the working class, middle class of America that's serving the Christians in Afghanistan. And LifeSite News set up a fundraiser for us. We didn't even ask them to do this. They saw the work we were doing. It's lifefunder.com/Afghan Winter. And a donation of $250 gets family food, coal for heat, and a house through the winter.
And let's talk about that. I mean, LifeSite News, nobody does more out there for the unborn. And yes, folks, we need funding here at InfoWars. And we don't get it, we're going to shut down. But I think it's just as important that those of you that can give, especially the upper middle class, the wealthy who are on the sidelines, I find out that so many of our working class listeners that give everything they got, and I almost say don't. It's up to the wealthy and the middle class who sit on the sidelines who are having your money devalued, having your country overridden, all of this, and God's watching. You should definitely give over there to save these starving families. You cannot give a better place where it actually works. So tell folks how they do it.
Well, you can either do it at thegreatcampaign.org, which is our website, thegreatcampaign.org, or LifeSite News has set up lifefunder.com/Afghan Winter. And there is no mistake about it. The deep state wants to destroy the Christians and other ethnic.
There are children starving to death right now, and if they don't get help, they're going to die.
Yeah, and they want them to die, just like they turn.
Their literally stomachs are empty. They're crying, begging for mommy. I'm not trying to be graphic, but I've seen footage we never aired of children starving to death in Africa and other areas. It is heart-wrenching.
Yeah, and it's so heart-wrenching that we've had to even recycle employees from dealing with this because they have mental and nervous breakdowns. It's so hard to deal with. And so when you stand with the vulnerable Christians in Afghanistan, you are standing up to the deep state. And to
those who feel led by it, they need to give right now, because I know your charity's real, doing a great job. How do they do it again, Mike? I mean, how do they do it, Jason Jones?
Thegreatcampaign.org is our website. You can always donate there. Or LifeSite News' campaign is lifefunder.com/Afghan Winter.
And I was thinking about the guest host we're going to have on in a couple days. Jason, I mean, again, I know you're for real. I know you work around the clock. I've seen your films, the work, what you do. People need to understand there are good people in the universe. So many people get cynical, and I notice the enemy attacks General Flynn. They attack other prominent people like Jim Hoft, who's doing so many great works, and then they attack his personal life and things. I judge a tree by its fruits. I'm not going to judge his personal life. He's not committing crimes. I'm not perfect either. The point is, you said tree by its fruits. And I watch these so-called Christian right-wing groups that spend all their time policing other Christians and saying who's good and who's bad instead of being like Christ, going out and doing things. And that's what I see you doing, is not judging people. You're a great man and a family man and an upstanding guy. You don't make that your point. Is that I just see so many Christians that say, that's not a perfect organization. I'm not going to give to that. Well, when you do that, folks, you better go start your own charity. You better go to Afghanistan. Or you better go to Iraq, because God's watching you, and you just put it off on somebody else and say, well, they're not perfect, or somebody told me they're not perfect, so I'm not going to support them.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that. Even I understand why people are cynical. They should be cynical. I'm cynical when I'm dealing with my Afghan partners. We're very disciplined when we say we need receipts, we need photos. Every food drop, we need photos, we need signatures. We need to know. We actually go interview the families.
What you guys are doing is the model of helping folks.
You know, what it is, I think, is the people that work with me, they have lost family members. They themselves, people that we've rescued, are now key members of our team. So when somebody, like the gentleman that's leading our logistics, was in Afghanistan in hiding till December. He saw me on TV. He saw me on EWTN News Nightly while in a safe house hiding. And because he saw me, reached out to us, we saved him. Now he's actually was an American citizen. I'll tell you about him offline. A U.S. citizen, was with Special Forces, an Afghan guy. who was abandoned by the Biden administration. We finally got him to the United States in December. And I said, brother, I don't expect to come back from a war zone for about a month. Your nervous system, your body's going to collapse. Within 2 days, he was up and running and working. He said, I have no time to rest. And
well, I asked you that question earlier. You said you would answer when to break. You forgot. I get it. I forgot, too. Why did Biden not leave the 5,000 cribs Trump had planned? Why didn't they stabilize? Why did they just give it all up and give it away? What is the larger strategic goal? Chinese spies in our government? I mean, well, what is the point? Does it help China?
It definitely helped China. China never left. China never abandoned their embassy. You know, Afghanistan was how we projected power to the CCP and to Russia. It was our closest base to both to Russia and the CCP. When Biden said on July 7th that Afghanistan, we will not see helicopters on the roof. He literally said that of the embassy. He knew he was lying. How do we know he was lying? Because 85% of Afghanistan had already collapsed. 85% of the districts had already collapsed.
So why would he say something so discrediting himself? Because he wants to discredit faith in America. They're collapsing the country.
You would have to believe that. And leave $85 billion in weapons. I mean, can you wrap your mind around it? $85 billion in weapons were abandoned. That is the equivalent of 90% of all aid the United States gave Israel from 1949 until today.
Jeez.
Was just left for the Taliban.
So it's almost as much as we've given Israel in their whole history.
Yes.
I saw it, like missiles, rockets, hand grenades, machine guns, helicopters, tanks, armored vehicles.
Yeah, unbelievable. And our friends, American citizens, there are still American citizens in hiding all across Afghanistan. The media does not talk about it. How are we not talking about Americans in hiding in Afghanistan?
So it was. I see that as a sign of weakness to elicit Russia. And China thinking we're weak, so then the globalists can have a war with them. That's what Joel Skousen has been saying for a long time. This is all meant to make us look weak. Because that's how you put blood in the water, get somebody to attack you, stuff like this.
Yeah, you faint. You faint weakness. You know, I remember in the mid-90s, I was in college, and I was obsessed with trying to understand what the New World Order was up to. And I finally realized I can figure out how to stop them without knowing what they're up to, because I can't figure it out.
Because it's a satanic logic of destruction.
Yeah, which I can't figure out what they're up to. But I know this, that if all of us, when we look at our neighbor, we recognize the incomparable dignity and beauty and worth of the human person, well, then they fail.
That's right. Don't try to beat the Satanists by understanding them. Understand God and do good and they'll be beaten.
Yeah. Recognize human dignity. Stand with those who are being persecuted. If we had a culture of not allowing, cancel culture is the culture of death. It is the culture revolution. If we don't engage in the cancel culture. I came out and defended Whoopi Goldberg. People thought I'd lost my mind. I said, here's one thing I know. Whoopi Goldberg's not an anti-Semite. So I'm not going to engage in smearing somebody for something.
Well, plus the ADL's new definition was whites can't be abused. Racism doesn't exist against whites. She quoted chapter and verse of that incredibly racist idea that whites can't be persecuted, and it's all she did was quote the new definition.
Yeah, the rules are always changing. That's why if you're on the left, you will be canceled sooner or later. Look at your buddy Cuomo. You're never going to keep up with them.
I mean, look at Jeff Zucker.
Yeah.
And again, we now know it was covering up sex scandals, pedophilia, all sorts of other, you know, stuff. I mean, it's a frickin' circus.
What do we do? We stand with the vulnerable. We acknowledge human dignity. We fight for private property rights. We support, we break up transnational, unelected bureaucracies that are trying to control us. We do this. It doesn't matter what they're up to. We defeat.
Exactly. We have our code. We execute it. No matter what the enemy's doing. We'll win. Stay with us. We'll talk about the big vaccine tyranny straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Final segment here in the fourth hour today with Jason Jones. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The War Room's coming up in about 15 minutes with Owen Schroyer. Only way it gets heard is you sharing those links. You're doing a great job, folks. We're in such a fight here. So you were mentioning during the break a friend of yours that took the shot and then had myocarditis. I've got all these headlines right here. UAE Golf mourns loss of promising youngster Viggo Sorensen. And he had a heart attack at 17 years old after the shot and died. Dem Senator Ben Ray Lugin suffered a stroke at age 49, halting Dem slim majority. I mean, I've got stacks of these articles right now, Jason Jones, dealing with this. This is insane.
Yeah, and this is what, I mean, this is where that thin line of the vulnerable comes to us, and now it's us. I just saw a news report yesterday, NBC News, a local news affiliate, a young man, teenager, high school student, just wanted to go to in-school classes, was vaccine hesitant, got the vaccine, then died. And they interviewed his parents, and on the NBC News program, they acknowledged that he died from a vaccine injury.
Wow.
They asked the doctor, have you seen this before? The doctor was taken aback by the question, and then he said, I have to admit, we're dealing with several patients right now who are suffering from vaccine injuries.
We got a video of another doctor blowing the whistle on InfoWars.com right now. Save lives. Get the article. Share it. Look at this. It's over 1 million in the U.S. and the U.K. is 300,000 people facing heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder. So, now little kids are having heart attacks, not from the shot, but stress.
Well, then let them out. Let them play. You know, we left Hawaii a year and a half ago, and they're still torturing those kids. A year and a half.
I love Hawaii. It's such
a beautiful place. I wouldn't let them do that to my children. We had to get out, and it breaks my heart that my kids are running around outside playing, and they said, "Dad, our friends in Hawaii always want us to be online so they can play with us." But we have to.
Because they're locked in their houses.
What
a cult.
It's unbelievable. Every week since I left, they never stop with their weekly gatherings. So those of you who are fighting behind enemy lines, you know, when I come into Austin sometimes, I feel like I'm going to East Berlin. I go to D.C. every month, and it's strange. You know,
can't go in the restaurant without your vaccine passport.
It's
aliens took over.
That's what I say. The only thing that makes sense is that aliens hack their brain because they think men can get pregnant and they're wanting to show a passport to go into a restaurant.
To be safe from a virus that Fauci made.
Yeah, the CCP virus. And we're going to have the Olympics there. I mean, none of this makes sense. And here's what people won't remember, Alex, but we remember that it was InfoWars was the only place when this all started the truth could be told. And then other people were listening, and now it's becoming an avalanche. And pretty soon, you know, the mainstream media is going to pretend they were leading the way on all of this, and they're going to wash it all away, and they're going to leave it behind like they left Afghanistan behind. They're going to leave a catastrophe in their wake, just like they did in Iraq, just like they did in Afghanistan.
Well, you answer the question just now. Why do they do it? Because they steal trillions of dollars. And then they just shut it down, don't even leave any good there because they want to hurt those people. It's so satanic. It's like total greed on parade.
We're getting people, LGBT groups, people who work for left-leaning human rights organizations that promote things that I'm against, like abortion, begging us to rescue them. And guess what we do, Alex? We rescue them. But guess what? Where are the aid organizations that were grifting in Afghanistan that they worked for? Abandon them. Where are the military contractors? Abandon them. The only people to reach out to us in Afghanistan that have Westerners fighting for them are Christians. They'll have pastors reach out to us, or those who fought with the military, their cohorts, their commanders will reach out to us. But anyone that worked for some left-leaning aid organization that the Taliban is hunting, and I say, can I get in contact with your former employer? And I call their former employer. They don't want to hear about it. They have their HR department send them an email, a form email, basically telling them they're free to...
These are selfish monsters.
They're unbelievable. I can't for the life of me begin to understand. And I guarantee you these are the very same people that put their pronouns on their LinkedIn page. They put their pronouns on their LinkedIn page, but they abandon their coworkers. You know, these are people they worked with in Afghanistan for years and years and years. Imagine if your staff was abandoned behind enemy lines.
And they're calling me for help. I'm saying, not just, hey, you know, let me help you. No, I'm not going to talk to you.
No, here's a letter from the legal department telling them that you've been released and that they have no liability. That's what happened in August. All these organizations that were grifting in Afghanistan, the military contractors, the left-leaning NGOs, they abandoned their people. They got nothing but a letter from an HR department saying, you're free to go. We have no liability.
And again, now when the U.S. tries to do operations, no one's going to support us because they know you get abandoned.
Yeah, I would tell them, please, no. You know, with friends like our State Department, who needs enemies? When I was in Iraq during the war with ISIS, I met with a prominent religious minority leader, and I had asked her if she had met with the State Department. She said, I had one meeting with the State Department. They looked me in the eye. They were facing genocide. She goes, they looked me in the eye and said, we're focused on LGBT issues. Well, you know what? In Afghanistan, there was LGBT groups that were abandoned. They were being hunted. They came to us. We rescued them, and they were shocked because they knew we were Christian, that we were, of course we're going to rescue you. I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone to be murdered,
Christians
to be raped.
Do, yeah.
Of course we're going to rescue you. But
you don't have a litmus test like the left.
Yeah. I wonder, where's the State Department now? When they looked Yazidis in the eye, they said, we're focused on LGBT issues. What did they tell the LGBT folks?
By the way, for those that don't know, it's admitted in the State Department that Afghanistan fell. They admit because they were doing transgenderism as the main mission. Not reading, not writing, not how to dig a well, not how to have a communications job or farming, but literally how to turn boys into girls, and that's why the Afghans rejected us. I mean, think about what a cult this is, that people overseas think America wants to chop your son's balls off.
It's bizarre. It's crazy.
It's bizarre.
They're aliens. You know, so, of course, the people we send over there, they're so bizarre. that they look at them and
we send a bunch of pedophile perverts.
This is what you are. We want nothing to do with this. But you know what is a mystery to me? Same thing in Afghanistan, same thing in Iraq. They do know the heart of the American people. They really just desperately love America people.
And that's what I've been told all the folks. But so they get, like, what they're being sent is the enemy, not the real people.
Yeah, they know these are weirdos. You know, for example, even in Iran, Americans have a very high approval rating, higher than any other country in the Middle East. So even the regime's propaganda, you know, as a people, Americans, we have a very good reputation. And maybe we're too naive. We believe for too long that our government represents our will.
They don't.
But they understand that our government doesn't represent the will of the American people. They recognize that maybe we've been a bit.
And the Russians know that, and the Chinese.
Yeah.
Chinese have their own problems, and I've got a lot of them on board with evil. But I know a lot of Chinese actually want to be free.
I had interns. I used to do an internship program for Chinese students to come into Hollywood, and they would work on films with us. And they would always say that they were taught in film school that Americans are honest people. We need to learn from the Americans that we can never become successful unless we can trust each other. Americans can trust each other. Now, we may snicker at that and go, well, I don't know how
trust. Well, the left is attacking our trust. Our power was that.
Yeah. Our word is our bond. You know, in Afghanistan, I was in the Army. Every branch, every special forces unit will have an oath. And what is key to that oath? Always somewhere embedded in that oath is we leave no one behind. We leave no one behind. And what did we do in Afghanistan? We left American citizens behind. We left Americans behind. We left those.
People ask why. It's because the globalists have committed us to evil, and they're attacking our very foundation. So in closing, as you began the interview almost 2 hours ago, Jason Jones, ending it, I agree with you. That the globalists are failing, they're falling apart. They're already beaten, but they want to take us with them. How do we not let them take us with them?
Look, this is an opportunity right now. We stand with those truckers across the world. Not 1 minute of the Olympics, not one product. If you go to thegreatcampaign.org or go to ccpgenocide.com, we have a list of all the sponsors. Not 1 minute of the Olympics, not one product. Of any of the sponsors of the Olympics. Not 1 minute, not one product.
Did you see how NBC won't run ads exposing it?
Yeah.
They're like, in America, you can't buy an ad saying Uyghur genocide is wrong.
You can't boost an ad in Facebook for years talking about the Uyghur genocide. We stand with the truckers, the J6 defendants, Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Dave Chappelle. You never know who they're going to attack next. What we say is, whoever you attack, I'm not asking questions. That's where I'm standing. I'm not asking any questions. I just see you forming a mob and throwing rocks. I look to see who you're throwing rocks at. I go stand with them. That is how we defeat the New World Order. And then what do you find? You find the most beautiful people in the world. Pretty soon, there are going to be all these beautiful people and a handful of thugs throwing rocks at all these beautiful people, and it's over. It's game over. It's checkmate. And I think we're at a very important time. So for the three Ps, the police officers watching, the priests and pastors watching, and the people, go stand with those truckers, those farmers, those cowboys, everyone who's coming together. If you're in Rome, go have dinner on the street. It's beautiful. To see what is happening right now is going to be very beautiful and romantic when we look through the rearview mirror. Right now, it's not so pleasant. But when we look through the rearview mirror, we're going to say, what a beautiful time. Is all of these.
And a lot of people are going to wish they've been part of it.
Yes.
Share a link. Share an article. Go to an event. You don't think of yourself as powerful? You are powerful. God made you. And those little events add together to change the world. We're going to win this. We don't have a choice. God is demanding it. The children are counting on it. Jason Jones, thank you so much. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. And what's the best site for folks to visit for you?
TheGreatCampaign.org. Join the team.
Jason Jones, hadn't been here in a while, been a busy guy. We love you and we appreciate you.
Love
the
you.
War Room's coming up. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.